Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi, guys. So, welcome, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful February.
I never looked at how February spell. It's weird.
Kinda. Not
I've
really.
I've been spelling it wrong my entire life.
Well, I think most people do.
F-U. I no, that's not right F-U. At all.
Well, F-U February.
Honestly, though, I'm not a huge fan of the love month. Anyway, F-E-B, and then I do U-R,
mm-hmm.
and not
F-E-R. Isn't it F-U-B-R-U-A-R?
Yeah. February.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So, since it is the love month, and
mm-hmm.
I'm forced to be on the topic of Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
I, of course, have a movie review for you guys, and I made sure to pick one that's nice and horrible. I picked a horror movie.
Of course, because
yeah.
Why would we do anything else?
Yeah.
Either horror, sci-fi.
You expect me to do something stupid like The Notebook? I'd rather die, I think. I think I'd rather take the elevator game than watch The Notebook.
Yeah, because, well, not only that, it doesn't fit into our podcast.
No, I hate anything like that. But anyway, so I watched My Bloody Valentine, the 1981 version. There's
okay.
another version from the early 2000s that has our boy Jensen Ackles in it.
You know, I don't think I've seen either.
Yeah. So I didn't do the new one. I did the old one just because
okay.
I kind of felt like it'd be better.
Yeah.
So, actually, it's funny. I know I saw somewhere that it's been super censored.
Okay.
And it was, you could tell that the kills in it were, like, really graphic before.
Okay.
And they, like, cut it out so that it
oh,
wasn't
interesting.
As graphic.
Yeah.
Which apparently in the 80s that happened a lot.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, you had the resurgence, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre
mm-hmm.
movies, and everyone's like, yeah, bloody gods, man. But then, like, the rating system came into play. After
okay.
I think it was Jaws that made things go to PG-13.
Probably.
I think it was Jaws. It was a Steven Spielberg movie. I don't remember which one it was. I feel like it was Jaws. But anyway.
Probably.
After that point, then people realized that if they make it super bloody, then it can really rated R and it was like the teenage audience.
Right.
So then
yeah.
they had like cut down on everything.
Yeah.
So you could see that like it could have been more gorier. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a little review that's like has no spoilers.
Okay.
Because I think it's an endearing little movie.
Okay.
I went into it thinking I was going to find it annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's a Valentine's Day movie. And
right.
I was like, oh, calls it, blah, blah, blah. But actually, it's actually kind of cute. So,
okay.
So I'll do that quick little review.
Okay.
That. So my review without any spoilers. So it takes place in a mine.
Okay.
So the killer has like a mine mask, like gas mask on.
Okay.
And has a pick. And that was actually cool because, like, all the, it does, like, the first person perspective
yeah.
until Halloween and Friday the 13th,
mm-hmm.
does it? It does it the same way. So, as the mask is walking around, you hear him, like, breathing, like Darth Vader almost.
Oh, okay.
So that was really neat. It is very much a movie from the 1980s.
Okay.
And that it is literally the same staple of it opens with someone being killed, and then there's, like, a bunch of, like, horny people.
Oh, okay.
And then there's, like, the girl who, like, the nice, you know, the pure one. And then there's, like, the two guys that like her. And then
yeah.
everyone,
so,
like, gets
yeah.
killed off. And
yeah.
there's, like, five people left. And you're like, oh, which one's it going to be?
Yeah.
So it's very, like, it's very much like that.
Okay.
The things I liked about it
mm-hmm.
were, I don't remember exactly where it's, what state it's based in. The town's
mm-hmm.
called Valentine.
Right.
But everyone there has a North...
Midwestern?
Yeah, like Dakota area.
Okay. Okay.
Accents or Canadian accents.
Okay. Okay.
And it's like in this little town, there's like a little sheriff there and
mm-hmm.
like a little mayor. They're like two, they're like
mm-hmm.
a duo together. And like obviously the stakes are high, like, you know, people
mm-hmm.
get killed in it. But at the same time, it has like an air of like silliness to
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the things I really liked about it. And then there is a big twist at the end.
Right.
That comes into play. Like, you don't even see it coming.
Okay.
But if you go back, it does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
And all the kills, you're like, oh, that actually does kind of make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing I'll say about it before I move on to my spoiler-filled review is when it comes to the acting,
mm-hmm.
it's either really good acting.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's really bad acting. There's no, like, middle ground. And it's not, like, the actor that plays the final girl is a really good actress. No, no, no. She has moments where she's like acting it out, and the next moment you're like, yeah, that's not believable at all.
So everybody.
Everybody. Just, like, they have moments where, like, there was a part in it that actually, like, made me kind of upset. Like, he was doing such a good job. There was a character whose girlfriend got killed, and, like, he saw it, and, like, he looked like you would think someone would look like.
Right.
If they saw someone dead.
Yeah.
Especially if it was, like, someone they love. Like, and when he, like, walked out and was like, she's dead. Like, he looked like, you were, like, felt bad. You were like, oh, my God, like, I think he's really upset. Mm-hmm. Like, she's actually dead. And then, like, the next second, someone's, like, you know, running in, everyone run! And it's, like, super not realistic. So, I would highly recommend it just as a movie, like, you would put on, not a movie to sit down and be serious about, but a movie, like, you're bored or you just want something funny to watch, you watch that.
Okay.
That would be a great one. All right. So, from here on out, if you haven't seen it, you should stop, go watch it, and come back. So, I'll get into my spoiler territory.
Okay.
So, it follows this mind.
Wait, I have to leave.
Yeah, go back.
No, I'm just kidding. Let me go watch it. I'll come right back.
It starts out being just as crazy and funny as it can be. Like, it literally starts out in a mine.
Okay.
And there's these, like, two miners, like, walking along and, like, breathing all heavy. And, like, it's, like, super ominous. Like, the music's just, like, really ominous. Like,
somebody's gonna die.
Yeah, you're like, you know, so, like, the one miner's, like, looking around to make sure no one's around. And then he turns around and the other miner just starts to strip. It's a girl, but she just, like, takes off her clothes. And it's, like, super random. And then she, like, takes off her thing, and she's, like, a pretty girl, and she's, like, oh, you know. She's, like, they're gonna, like, do something down there. And then he killed her. He's, like, dad died. But it was super funny, because it was, like, super ominous.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you turn around, and she's, like, unzipping her outfit. And
it was, like, he's, like, no, how dare you be naked?
Yeah, I should tell you now. So that's, like, the opening. But it follows this town in Valentine. I don't know exactly what state it's in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this group of miners, like 10 guys. They're mining, obviously. And it's Valentine's Day. They're going to have Valentine's Day dance on Saturday. And they're super excited. And so they come up and they have this whole shower scene with men.
Okay.
And I was really appreciative of that. Because usually in movies, in horror movies, it's a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
But this one was a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Like showering together. And so they had that. And it follows how 20 years ago from this movie, they were going to have a Valentine's Day party. And there were five miners in the mine. And their supervisors were just so excited, so stupid, so excited to go to the Valentine's Day party, they just left them. So they left, it was a Valentine's Day party. And everyone's having fun at the Valentine's Day party. Well, the miners, it collapses on the miners.
Oh, no.
And one survives.
Uh-huh.
It was actually pretty, it made me jump, the scene that they revealed how they found him.
Mm-hmm.
They found him eating an arm because he had eaten the other dead miners to live because it was like weeks before they found
him. Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
And so they saved him and he was never right afterwards.
Right.
Well, then the next year they had another Valentine's Day party and he killed a bunch of people and said, don't ever have a Valentine's Day party or I'm going to kill everyone again.
Okay.
And he was put in an institution. So this is 20 years after that.
Okay.
And they're going to have their very first Valentine's Day party ever since the incident.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going on.
Okay.
One important thing to note is that one of the minor supervisors that went to the party instead, he killed them. He killed those two supervisors first back 20 years ago.
Why did he kill them?
Because they left him to die with his other... Remember the supervisors
right.
left? And the mine collapsed.
Uh-huh.
Well, and he was mad at them because they left.
Oh, the guy killed the supervisors.
Yeah, the one who left him. Yeah, he left.
Oh, okay.
He killed them.
All right. So the guy that survived killed the supervisors. Okay.
Yeah, and then he was institutionalized after he killed them.
That's the only two people he killed?
Yeah, he killed those two people. And then he said, you never have it again.
Yeah.
So they're planning this big thing. And I thought this was actually kind of clever. So they're planning this whole thing, and there's, like, police chief is like, no, we shouldn't do it, because what if, you know, this is, like, a curse we're bringing off on us,
yeah.
This is going to be awful. But all the young people are super excited for this Valentine's Day party. And so these Valentines, like, the heart-shaped boxes, keep getting left at the police station. And the first one he opens is the heart of the girl that was killed at the beginning in there. And he's like, if you don't get rid of the Valentine's Day party, there's going to be more sent to you.
Yeah.
And so they're like, it's just some weird joke. But then they think it's, like, an animal heart.
Oh.
And they send it to the coroner. He's like, no, this is a human heart. And they're like, what do we do? And they're like, we can't tell everyone because there's going to be, like, panic.
Right.
So anyway, so it escalates and people are killed. More hearts are set at the police station. So the police officer's like, you know what? No Valentine's Day dance. It's not happening. And so, of course, the young people are like, this is stupid. Let's have a Valentine's Day party at the mine. In, like, the rec room.
Yeah.
So they go and do that. They have their Valentine's Day party in the rec room. And there's a couple of cool kills, and I wish they weren't so censored. There's one where one of the guys was cooking, boiling hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand why people do that.
Boil a hot dog?
Yes, it's disgusting.
Yes.
Like, just cook it the right way. Anyway, he gets his head, like, put into Whoa. The boiling water. Anyway, so that's going on. People are getting killed off at this because they're having uh-huh. a party. And then, before they realize, their friends are being killed off because they keep separating. Like, two guys, a guy and a girl go, like, oh, we're going to go hang out together by ourselves. And the killer's like, I'll just kill you guys off now because you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And nobody knows that they're dead.
Right.
So, all this is going on. At this party. And also, there's two guys who are in love with one girl. It's a wonderful love triangle.
Yes, okay.
And one is the son of one of the supervisors who was killed.
Okay.
The other one is the son of a living, the one guy who owns the mine now.
Oh, okay.
So a group of them decide they want to take these girls down into the mine.
Okay.
So they can see what it's like in the mine, because that's a safe. So they all take the girls with them, and they all go down the mine.
Yeah.
And so they're down there, and they start getting killed off.
Because I would just think that it just seemed unsafe because you're a girl being taken down to a scary, dark place by a guy.
Yes. And, like, there's literally a part, like, where, and it's, like, so annoying to me. Like, I just, so the two guys that are in love with the one girl, they stay uh-huh. up in the rec room because right. they've had a fight now. The girl's upset because they're fighting over her. And so they decide to go in the mine with the other two guys and the other two girls. And she's like the sixth wheel going down there. And all of a sudden, they all split off. And you're just like by yourself. So they go down to the mine. Well, just as they go down the mine, the other people find the dead bodies of their friends.
Okay.
And they're like, oh no, he's back. The Valentine's Day Massacre, my guy is back. And they're like, wait, we're all our friends. They're all down the mine.
Mm-hmm.
So those two guys go down the mine, but they immediately split up. And I was like, you guys should not be splitting up. Like, this is like horror movie survival 101. Mm-hmm. Don't split up. They end up splitting up. Everyone, like, gets killed off down there with some really cool kills. There's mm-hmm. one, there was a double kill where there's two, a guy and a girl. I would not be okay with this. This is just my opinion. But you're in a mine
mm-hmm.
that could, honestly, I don't like the idea of being underground.
Right.
In a mine. Like, it collapses in the mine.
Yes, yes.
So you're in a mine, and he's like, oh, you guys go ahead. I'm going to show her the engine room. Wink, wink. And they go in the engine room to, like, you know, do some things in the engine room. I would never.
Yeah.
I would never. Mm-mm. So anyway, they're in the engine room.
Well, not only that, like, could you imagine, like, it's just so dirty.
Yeah, there's bugs down. This whole rat go by at one point. Like,
you never know. You could get, like, tetanus. You get, like, tetanus. Golly.
What other things you could get?
Yeah.
You know? It's just so, that was my share, not me. Anyway, so those two get killed. He, like, spears the two of them together, like in a shish kebab.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. I was like, yeah, they should die. They're stupid. So anyway, so then at the very end, it's revealed that the one guy whose dad was killed by the original massacre is the one doing it.
Oh.
Because he saw the guy kill his dad, and he's been messed up ever since. Yeah, it was kind of a weird twist. But he kind of always thought that. So that was kind of interesting that they threw that twist in there. The other things that I liked about it was that all the characters were pretty... They each kind of had... They weren't, like, super fleshed out characters.
Right.
But I think they'd be super fun to hang out with. Like, I was thinking about how fun they'd be to hang out with.
Yeah.
They all were, like... ready to go down the mine together and have fun. And they were laughing, like, oh, get the blankets and the beer. We're going to have fun down here. Like, they were willing to go and do and have fun things. It was kind of cool that they all sounded Canadian.
Yeah.
Which was really funny when they were, like, yelling at each other, like, hurry up, eh?
Yeah.
Run! He's going to kill you! Like, it was just funny. And, like, in the end, he was like, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. And I liked how the love triangle was actually pretty good. Like, you actually kind of, like, they focused enough time on the characters that you were, like, rooting for one or the other one.
Yeah. So, was she the final girl?
Yeah. She was the final girl. And she was getting kind of on my nerves at the end. Because, mm-hmm. like, the one girl, like, it was the one thing I will say for it is there was two characters, and they were side characters, they weren't even main characters, mm-hmm. who saw their significant others get killed. And they reacted in a very realistic way.
That's good.
The one guy, actually, her death was actually really cool. Mm-hmm. Her face is so gross. So, warning for grossness, but I think it's super cool. He pushed her head,
mm-hmm.
like, back into, like, a spike or whatever, so that uh-huh. killed her. Then he took her head and he put it onto, like, she was in a shower, like, uh-huh. a shower area, onto the shower thing. Oh, so the water ran through her mouth. And,
like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah. So he walked in on his girlfriend looking like that. And he literally looked like the color was gone from his face.
You know, what probably happened was that they probably didn't show him beforehand and made him walk in on it.
He was sweat. You could see the perspiration on his face. You could tell he had been crying. He was shaking for the rest of the whole movie. Like, he was not right.
Yeah, they probably, threw that at him.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that.
Yeah, it was actually, and it wasn't, a reveal. Like, you know, when people usually see, a dead body, they're like, oh, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. Like, you could just see, every bit of emotion just drain out of his body. And I was like, that is how you act. That is how you look terrified. And then the other one was later on in the movie, one of the girls who went down the mine, her boyfriend was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to leave his body behind.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, I can't leave him. I can't leave his body. And I was like, that's also extremely realistic too.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of liked how those two seeing their significant others getting killed, it actually seemed like they were truly hurt by it. Because that's one complaint I have a lot with the horror movies. You know, their significant other gets killed, and they're like, okay, let's run!
Yeah.
Time to run! Where I'm like, I feel like you wouldn't. Like, you can't focus on...
Yeah.
At that point, you're just like, oh my god, they're dead.
I want to grieve for my...
Yeah, you can't.
I don't want to go running and hiding
actually, from the killer. Actually, there's a movie, I'll never forget about this, because it bothered me. Have you ever seen 2012?
Mm-hmm.
There's near the end of that movie, a main character gets caught up in gears
mm-hmm.
and is crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was her husband
mm-hmm.
who was crushed right. in these gears. Yeah. Okay. So he gets crushed, and then the guy who was with him and saw him die ran up to her and was like, we have to go. And she was like, oh no, where's my husband? And he was like, I'm sorry, but he's dead. And she was like, aw. And they just kept going.
Yeah.
And I always thought, really?
Yeah, I'd have been like, what do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't just take your word for it either. Yeah. I would be, super offended. So those kind of things I thought were really neat. Like I said, the acting, there were some scenes in it that were, really good. Mm-hmm. And then there were some scenes that it was obvious, it was they just wanted to tell you the plot.
Yeah.
Because, there was a scene where, it was, a human heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, this is definitely a human heart. And the guy was like, oh, this is so upsetting. He goes, you know, this reminds me of when we had that tragedy back in the day. But it was just
I was like, did the other guy send hearts? I was like,
no.
Why would there be any correlation?
Yeah, it kind of wasn't. It was just out of the blue. You're just kind of like, what? And the police chief was
Valentine's Day, people were dying, so they must be related.
Yes. Must be the same thing.
Hmm.
But it was just, super funny how, some scenes were, really... and there were some scenes where someone died. They're like, oh no, they're dead. You're just like, come on, that is not, no.
Yeah.
Music in movies, and I will say this movie's music wasn't anything crazy. It was very, the usual thing
you
would have in a movie. I will say that the mine equipment and then being in the mines was really neat. But other than that, I think it's just a cute movie to watch, especially mm-hmm. if you watch it, I watched it on a streaming service, and obviously it was I think there's an unrated version that has, the kills in their full glory,
uh-huh.
which I wouldn't mind seeing that, because there's a couple other kills that were gnarly, someone was shoved in a dryer.
Oh, jeez.
And, you saw her body, hang out, but I wonder what happened in the uncut version.
Yeah,
because that kind of stuff doesn't bother me.
Right.
Unless it's an animal. If it's an animal, then no. But if you're killing humans, that's fine. but not an animal.
Yeah.
But if you're like me, and you think Valentine's Day is the stupidest holiday in the world, I don't think it's the stupidest holiday in the world.
It's a very Hallmark commercial money.
God, I hate it so much.
I can't think of any other word, but it's a very artificial holiday.
Yeah. If you want to watch a movie that, there were scenes in this movie that didn't feel, there was a scene in it where they were all in a bar together, like, having fun, and I was like, they feel like they're my kind of people. Like,
yeah.
They're just so, like, they were fun. And it was kind of upsetting then, and then they died, because you were like, oh, they're kind of like my friends. So if you want a movie that is not annoying for Valentine's Day, I recommend My Bloody Valentine. I have not seen the new one. I have seen parts of the new one.
Yeah.
And, of course, it doesn't have the charm the old one has.
Of course not.
Although, what's this, Jensen Ackles, isn't it? But, it was pretty good. I liked it. I would recommend it. Like I said, not for anything, not for, like, to actually be scared or to make you think. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a movie to be like, oh, I want something to watch after a long day's of work so I can chuckle at something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Well, that's good.
So, it'd be interesting. You'll have to watch it.
Probably. Yeah. Let us know what you think. You can... email us at the Sister Files sisterfiles2020@gmail.com. You can connect to us through Instagram at the Sister Files Podcast and through Facebook at the Sister Files.
Because I gotta tell you guys a story.
Okay.
And Brandon, you haven't heard that story.
Okay.
So you're gonna die. You're gonna die in your chair.
Okay.
My cousin,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who it is. I'll tell you afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
She's very embarrassed by this.
Okay.
So it was their birthday, and
right.
we went to a brewery for their birthday.
Uh-huh.
So we're sitting there, and we're talking about this and that, and my cousin goes, hey, so tell me about your boyfriend. I said, I don't have a boyfriend. She's like, yeah, I was wondering where he was on Christmas. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah. She's like, I told my boyfriend. I was like, I'm so excited to meet this guy. His name's Chris Evans. She knew who he was, first of all.
Well, I like that she lives, she watches our podcast, she listens to our podcast. No. Oh, damn.
No. She, because I make this joke all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thanksgiving, I made my joke, my hilarious joke. And I was like, yeah, we're talking about like people coming for Christmas. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to bring Chris Evans for Christmas. She didn't know who he was.
Oh,
she didn't know he was an actor.
Oh, gosh.
She was actually, like, so excited that I had a boyfriend, which part of me is, like, I feel like, oh, that's so nice. And I was like, wait, am I that desperate that you're this excited that I have a boyfriend? She was so excited I had a boyfriend. She was, like, telling her friends at work, oh, my goodness, I have a boyfriend. I hope she didn't tell them all his name was Chris Evans. So I'm probably like, oh, damn. She don't know, does she? I was like, that's definitely not. I said he's a real person, but...
Yeah.
He has no idea who I am.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I figure and joke about, you know, stalking him.
That's hilarious.
And giving him a love potion.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. Like, you know.
Or yeah.
Maybe. Just kidding.
It's just funny. That's funny.
Hilarious. And I was dying. So. But anyway, if you'd like to sign a petition to tell Chris Evans that he should come be my boyfriend so that my cousin doesn't feel like she's stupid, please do. I was like, can I post this on Facebook? And she's like, please don't. I don't want anyone else to know that. Like, she really thought.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
I really thought.
Maybe you should, instead of saying Chris Evans, be like, oh, Captain America.
Yeah, I could be like, oh, Steve Rogers. I mean, this is confusing.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers. But no, she literally was like, she said on Christmas she didn't want to ask, but she was like, where's Chris? At Christmas. She was like, where is he? Like,
that's hilarious.
I want to know what he looks like. Man, if she was as nosy as I am, I would have Facebook stalked him by now.
Yeah.
She would have figured it out.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, anyway, so thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And we really hope that 2021 is treating you well.
Yes, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yes. So, but in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.